not only not taking steps to alleviate the problem, but they were actually taking steps to exacerbate the problem with public corruption and really, really bad public policy, which resulted in less low-income housing rather than more. So the community took matters into our own hands, and instead of going to the government and asking them to solve the problem when they were so clearly one of the parties responsible for the problem in the first place, we took control over a lot which has been vacant for 8 years, and we built a shanty town right in the heart of the city of Miami. Shanty town, just like you would see in Brazil or in South Africa or many other countries. And we named it Emoja Village, and it lasted for 6 months from October 23rd, 2006 to April 26, 2007, before it was felled by a fire. And we housed as many as 53 people at a time, and probably a total of 150 people lived there at one time or another.
And last week, the city commission gave you indication that they might be turning the land over to you. Is that what happened?
That's correct. So after the fire on April 26th, we were mobilizing to get back on the land. The city of Miami cleared a lot of fence around the land, and we were ready to take action to get back on the land. And city of Miami approached us and said, look, you know, you do all that, we're going to give you the land. We'll give you the land directly. And after a big fight following that promise, last week on the 26th of July, the city of Miami voted in a 4-0 vote to agree in principle to give the land to the residents and the organizers of Emoja Village, so long as we partnered with an agency that had experience in building supportive housing for formerly homeless people, which we already had that partnership in place. And they voted 4-0 in principle to give us the land, and the partnership, the ability to develop that land. And they just ordered the city manager to work out the details and come back with a resolution, which would be voted on August 1st.
And that's today. And what happened today?
Well, today we arrived. The deal was already done, even though less than a week ago the city of Miami approved this deal 4-0. When we came back today, the deal was dead on arrival. And that's because of an extremely powerful lobbyist by the name of Ron Book, who also happens to be the chair of the Homeless Trust, disapproved of the deal because he said it wasn't put out to bid, which was true, because we got the direct conveyance of the land. And consequently, he killed the entire deal unilaterally without a public process and using the power that he had, both as an influential lobbyist and as chair of the Homeless Trust. And so what happened was the black community built up in the power that we could make real demands on the city of Miami. Those real demands were, give us this land. And when the city of Miami agreed to those demands because of the power that we had built up, we were on the way to getting the land. And then the only call was supposed to be the shadow government or those people who were really in power. The real power structure got involved to make sure that it didn't happen. We felt like this happened intentionally as a way of undermining the black community's ability to exercise self-determination.
So do you think that the fact that it wasn't put out for bid, is that the real reason behind why they were opposing this?
Well, Ron Book and the Homeless Trust claimed that the reason why they opposed our conveyance of the land to us was because this project was not put out for bid and that they do not support any projects that are not put out for bid. Therefore, they would provide us the funding that we needed, the support that we needed in order to get the funding so we can build them. However, just a minimal amount of research showed that just last year, in February 2006, another group, New Horizon, was given land without a bid for free by the city of Miami, just 7 blocks away from the site of the Emoja Village on 12th Avenue and 60th Street. And they were fully supported by the Homeless Trust. So obviously, the Homeless Trust has no principle in opposition to groups getting land or buildings without a bid because they supported that just 1 year ago. And we think one of the keys to why they may have supported that deal a year ago was because New Horizon pays Ron Book, the chair of the Homeless Trust, $40,000 a year to be their lobbyist. So the New Horizon pays the chairman of the Homeless Trust to be their lobbyist, and the chairman of the Homeless Trust pays New Horizon to do their work. So this clearly is a conflict of interest. And we're not willing to pay Ron Book anybody, so therefore he wasn't able to support us.
So what's next for the Emoja Village?
Well, we started out doing what we did, which was a land takeover in the United States because we felt like the government was not responsive to what our needs were. needs are and what our demands are in our community. And now, after going through this process, we're more convinced than ever that that was correct. So we have an obligation to house and feed and take care of people in our community. And the fact that the government's not willing to do it does not alleviate us of that responsibility. In fact, if anything, that responsibility is even greater if the government is not willing to do it. So we are going to house and feed and take care of people in our community.
Are there residents at the Umoja Village right now?
Not on that particular piece of land. No, but the former residents of Umoja Village stayed in all kinds of different places. Some of them have been placed in permanent housing. Some of them have gone to temporary housing. But a good number of